The simple answer was, yes, absolutely. Even though I had never talked to Rebecca Gaskins before, and the thought of talking to her now was nearly causing me to go into cardiac arrest, I did like the idea of having a girlfriend. I really had no clue what that meant, other than that I would get to tell people that, yes, I did in fact have a girlfriend. Hey, Matt, you got a girlfriend? Yeah, man, of course I have a girlfriend. Awesome! Which one is she? I'm not totally sure. Awesome! Play on, playa! It would be my membership card for this new grown-up world of awesome. Sure, I guess so, I replied. So did she ask you to ask me? I said again. Yes, perfect, Tabby said, not really in response to my question. She hopped off her stool and pulled out her phone. She started dialing as she walked into the living room without me. Wait, Tabby, what are you doing? I asked, following behind her. Hi, Rebecca, she said into her phone, waving me off. It's Tabby. You know my friend Matt Wainwright? He rides my bus. She paused, waiting. Then she laughed and said, yeah, that's him. What the hell did that mean? So yeah, Matt's my neighbor, and he wanted me to ask if you'd go out with him. My whole body went rigid. So is that a yes? Tabby continued, now looking at me and smiling, one finger in the air, as though I were about to interrupt her. And then her final act of sadism. Oh, Rebecca, that's great. Hold on, your boyfriend is right here. He wants to talk to you. My memory gets a little fuzzy at this point, as my brain and the rest of my central nervous system had completely shut down. I may or may not have shit my pants. It's hard to say. What I do remember is Tabby, bouncing back and forth on the balls of her feet, a look of twisted glee on her face, forcing her phone into my petrified hand. She lifted my hand up to my ear, like I was some life-size Ken doll, did some weird little dance, and disappeared briefly into the kitchen. When my body forced me to start breathing again, the air escaping my lungs must have vaguely resembled, "Hi, Rebecca," because somewhere...